Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Moonstone by Wilkie Collins. Part 1, The Loss of the Diamond. Narrated by Patrick Tull as Gabriel Betteridge, and featuring Ian Stewart as the unnamed relative. This performance is copyrighted 1989 by Recorded Books, Incorporated. When Lady Verinder's wicked brother finally dies, he leaves behind an amazing legacy. To his niece, the beautiful Rachel, Lady Verinder's only child, he leaves a magnificent diamond, rumored to have been stolen from the forehead of an Indian idol, and therefore most certainly cursed. Upon its delivery into the hands of Rachel, it immediately disappears, promptly wreaking havoc in the lives of the family and those close to them. In this first part, entitled The Loss of the Diamond, we are given an account of the events in the Verinder household at the time of the birthday party by the house steward, Gabriel Betteridge, whose position as head of the household makes him a man in the know. But first, a small extract from a family paper, written 35 years before Rachel was born by an unnamed relative of Lady Verinder.
The storming of Seringapatam, 1799. I address these lines, written in India, to my relatives in England. My object is to explain the motive which has induced me to refuse the right hand of friendship to my cousin, John Herncastle. The reserve which I have hitherto maintained in this matter has been misinterpreted by members of my family, whose good opinion I cannot consent to forfeit. I request them to suspend their decision until they have read my narrative. And I declare, on my word of honour, that what I am now about to write is, strictly and literally, the truth. The private difference between my cousin and me took its rise in a great public event in which we were both concerned, the storming of Seringapatam under General Baird on the 4th of May, 1799. In order that the circumstances may be clearly understood, I must revert for a moment to the period before the assault, and to the stories current in our camp of the treasure in jewels and gold stored up in the palace of Seringapatam. One of the wildest of these stories related to a yellow diamond, a famous gem in the native annals of India. The earliest known traditions describe the stone as having been set in the forehead of the four-handed Indian god who typifies the moon. Partly from its peculiar colour, partly from a superstition which represented it as feeling the influence of the deity whom it adorned, and growing and lessening in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?